Sa Radio, the African voice. It's all about you.
Seventeen minutes after one on Unisa Radio, the African voice, was all about you. And as usual, we speak into our conversationalists, Liesel and Chifiwa. They come in every Wednesday at one. And today we're going to be speaking to them about time management. And I'm sure a lot of people, you know, have this problem. I do. I know I have it. Even today, my show starts at one. At 10 to 1, I was still not here. So you can imagine that time is not really on my side. It's never been on my side. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Well, and you?
I'm great.
Okay, and you?
Great. Okay, you can speak into that mic. Just separate them because they give each other feedback. Okay, so today we're speaking about time management. And here's a snippet about what time is. See, time is a part of the measuring system used to sequence events, to compare the durations of events and the intervals between them, and to quantify rates of change such as motions of objects. Now, when I read that, it made sense to me. It's like, okay, time is something that measures, you know, events and puts everything into perspective. Now, for somebody like me, who clearly does not have great time management, what is time management?
I think before we talk about time management, people who complain, normally issues around time management, we've got three things. And possibly this sounds very familiar to you. I also heard you saying some of these things to say, I never have enough time to study, to rest, to be at work on time, sometimes, to do everything expected from me.
Sometimes I wish there were 50 hours to a day.
So actually you are also saying, I don't know where my time goes. I wish there was more.
I know it goes to Facebook, but the rest of the time, I don't know. It just loses me.
You see? Mm. Because most of the time, you are not realizing that you have time. It's how you are using it.
Mm.
So time management is how you look at the time you have and make decisions on how you're going to spend this time you have on the task or priorities you have.
Mm.
Does that make sense to you? That's why they talk about sequence of events. So you need to say, with these 8 hours I have 20 minutes for Facebook, I need to wash. Or you decide, I'm not going to wash, I just have time for Facebook. You see, there is...
So what you're talking about is that time management is also about prioritizing.
Mm.
And with prioritization comes compromise.
Now, this is how I manage my time sometimes. And it works for me. There's 24 hours to a day, meaning there's three sets of 8 hours. That's how I manage my time. I'm like, in these 8 hours I must be sleeping, and then these ones I'm probably be awake, you know, doing normal stuff, and then the rest is like for leisure time. So then I'll take 1 hour from that hour and put it into that hour, and you know, I move it around, but it never really works. But it makes sense to me.
Also, what I'm picking up, this thing, it seems to be happening like in the head, ne?
Yes.
It's not, it's never put into practical.
We mustn't commit ourselves to these things.
Yeah. So also with time, it needs to be very practical.
Mm.
You need to tell yourself, if I'm going to UNISA, I know I need 30 minutes, so I must leave at 10 past. So it means at 10 past, you must be leaving to be at UNISA at 1:30. It mustn't be vague, like something towards 10 or past 10. You see, they need to be very practical. And coming to your studies, that's where you need to even write things down.
Mm.
What will I be doing when?
So if you think about your work here at the radio station, I'm sure that you guys have, like, at 1 o'clock this must happen, at 1:05 this must happen.
It's right in front of me.
Exactly. So, you know, it's very structured.
Well, yeah. You know,
and that's what makes the radio station run successfully.
Actually, you're very right. Because without our hot clock, I could never have a show. I'll never know what's happening.
Yeah, people will just keep on talking, playing whatever music they want
to. Yeah, no structure, nothing goes on. Mm-hmm. Now, are there any tools or techniques to use when we manage our time? Is there something special that we need to do?
Look, we in counseling or in study, you know, specifically in talking about time management in terms of your studies, talk about long-term planning and then also short-term planning. So long-term planning, for example, would be at the beginning of the semester. You have to plan, you know, when your assignments are due, when you have to go and write exams, when you have to go and attend tutorial classes. So that's kind of, you know, within the next 6 months or 1 year, this is what I have to achieve.
All right.
In addition to that, also with the planning, you see, Lisa has mentioned exams and all that. It's also important to think if you're going to have a wedding somewhere, a birthday somewhere. Because if you write those things down, it's important to also then reflect, how will I manage my studies towards that week where there is a wedding? Because that will take me away from the studies. So can you see how the social, you cannot have, as a student, you cannot say that's my social life in that box, my academic life. This week I would have closed. So you need to either know you will do other things beforehand so that you do not experience any difficulties. How will you come back and catch up on certain things?
You actually make so much sense when you say that, you know, because it's not as if one day you wake up and you're not a student anymore.
Yes. You know? Or you're not a person who's got a family or social responsibilities.
Yes, and everything's just disappeared and now you can go do your own thing, you know. You actually need to plan in those things. Now, I always, what I find difficult is that I don't have the greatest of attention span. My attention span is so short. You know, I have little techniques on when I study. So what happens is when I study, I need to take breaks, right? So I'll study 2 hours and stop. Do something else completely away from studying and then come back. Now, with people like me who cannot have, like, you know, people come, there's some people that can study for 5 hours straight on and you don't know how they do it. Now, do we need to also write that in 2 hours' time, I'm going to do this and I'm going to stop for an hour? And then, so I need to write down everything.
That's your short-term planning. So, for example, you'll say, today I'm going to spend 5 hours on my studies from 2 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Hour 1 and 2, I'll study. Then I'll take half an hour break. Then I'll study again. So that is in terms of your short-term planning.
That helps you because you must remember studying is also painful. So you will study that first 2 hours, then you are on Facebook, then the rest of the 3 hours. Yet your commitment was that it's 5 hours, but 3 hours went somewhere else.
When I was actually looking at this topic earlier on, I was laughing at something you said. I think, Chifo, you said it like a few weeks ago that, you know, students come here and they study for an hour and then they say, let's go have lunch at Sunny Park. And then the rest of the day, you know, nobody ever studies or does anything. So when I was looking at it, I was like, oh, yeah, but she did say that you need to actually prioritize what's important. So if you are a student that's going to come to campus, you are going to say, put in, okay, between 8 and 10, I'm going to be studying. And between 10 and 11, I'm going to be with my friends. And then from 11, I go back and I actually study.
Yeah. And you really have to sensitize yourself or be aware of the things that waste your time. And plan for that. So, for example, things like Facebook, you know, television. You start watching, oh, just half an hour, watch, let's say, Generations. Then something else come on and you have to watch this thing also. So be aware of those things and then, you know, be very kind of strict with yourself to say, only half an hour today.
I actually think, Lisa, that's where the importance of the weekly planning comes in. Because if you have planned from Monday to Friday, this is what I need to do, but also within a specific day you tell yourself, I need to at least work through chapter 3 and also make summary of chapter 3 by Monday. So you will stick to that because you realize this is the outcome of this day.
All right, guys, we have to close now, but you know, we need the contacts. I know, because I used to write the contacts down. I don't have them anymore.
Okay, the email is counseling@unisa.ac.za. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I know that one. But then there's a Twitter.
Twitter is @UnisaCareers.
@UnisaCareers. Yeah. I thought it was @UnisaCounseling because I kept looking for it. And I thought maybe I'm spelling counseling wrong. And I'm doing it. So it's @UnisaCareers.
Yes.
And the email address is counseling@UnisaCareers.ac.za.
Yeah.
All right, so that's where people can get a hold of you.
Yes.
And if they're on the Sunnyside campus, they can go at the registration block behind the College of Humanities. I know you guys are just...
Academic and Management Sciences.
But you walk that straight and then you go behind them. Yes. All right, guys, thank you very much. I know we had to rush through this, but hey, it's great radio.
Time caught up with us.
Yes, time caught up with us. So see you guys next week.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.